over yet. Ain't gonna quit. No matter what. Never lay down, never give up. I am a fighter.
Hockey coach that never played. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peter Show. My name is Stu. If you think about one of the funniest aspects of the feud between RFK Jr. and Joe Rogan on the one hand and Dr. Peter Hotez on the other, it's the simple visual contrast. Think about it. Joe Rogan and RFK Jr. are both in phenomenal physical shape and extremely healthy. In RFK's case, despite being well into his 60s. Meanwhile, this supposed medical expert, Peter Hotez, is this repulsive turd-shaped pear. He's not the only one. Lots of rich people. Bill Gates, for example, has all the money he needs to be in perfect shape, but instead he's some fat mutant with man boobs. AJ Cortez is the self-described number one OG of fitness on Twitter with a doctorate in bro science. He has a health newsletter read by more than 40,000 people, and he doesn't pull any punches. When late-night host Jimmy Kimmel, we don't like that guy, lashed out at RFK, Cortez hit back with this zinger, quote, "You're at least 25% body fat and look like a pale, bloated rat fetus. Go to the gym if you have any self-respect." See, that's the problem. None of these people will ever go to a gym precisely because they don't have any self-respect. They're disgusting, and they want the rest of the world to be as disgusting as they are. AJ Cortez joins us now, the bro science guy. How are you, man?
Very good.
Good.
Good to be here.
Yeah, aside from Jimmy Kimmel, you know, being on the flight logs with Epstein, you're right. These people are completely out of shape. Is this like the baseball coach that never played, or what is going on with all of these health experts suddenly wanting to tell us what to do with our lives and how to be healthy?
But these are not true experts. These are not men with proven knowledge. They live in a world of academia. They're very used to having this kind of academic status. They propagate this philosophy. It's like science trademarked. They're controlled opposition. Yeah, I take what I call bro perspective. If you are someone where you're fit, you're healthy, you want to have a relationship with reality, in that process of becoming fit and healthy, you establish a relationship with truth. You're either strong or you're weak. You're lean or you're not. And as simple as that sounds, that gives you a very good, you know, sniffing mechanism for detecting bullshit. These guys are full of it. Yeah, someone like Hotz, he's disgusting looking. Yes, he's a vaccine researcher. He's supposedly this acclaimed guy. And then he's lecturing us about, you know, how we need to be following these rules, and he himself can't control what he puts in his body. He's a self-professed fast food junkie. But this is a supposedly, what, our paragon of virtue? I'm supposed to look at this man and think, my God, look at him. This is who I should respect. He's telling me the truth. He's not telling me lies. No, he's not.
No, he's a complete con artist and ostensibly a mass murderer as well. He looks like he's going on a safari with a fat upper pussy area. So why do people pay attention to these people and not just completely laugh them off the stage? Is there some kind of a spell over most of America?
But you have to take into account that around 70 to 75, 80% of Americans are overweight. It's estimated today that only about 10% of people are even metabolically healthy. And being obese is not just physical. It's mental. We have a problem with mental obesity and physical obesity. We're a lazy country. Yeah, I said this recently to my newsletter, but American men today, if we consider men to be the ones that uphold morality and virtue, they lack thymus. We lack fire. Yeah, when RFK Jr. Was posting photos of himself shirtless incline benching, you should look at that and be inspired. Yeah, here's an older man who's taking care of his body, who, whatever his political beliefs are, he certainly believes in something where he considers the vitality of body and mind to be important. So I look at that as a young guy. I'm like, wow, I hope to be in that state of being one day. The rest of America,
how did you get to that? I mean, how did you get to that point where you just recognized, you know what, this is what I'm going to do with my life? And how much of a commitment is it? And what would you tell people who say, I just don't have time to go to the gym. I don't have time to take out for myself. I've got multiple kids. I've got a job. I've got things to do. I've got excuses. I've got excuses. I've got excuses.
What's a priority? I ask people this question all the time, like, do you want to be healthy or not? And when you're young, you can get away with, you know, maybe being unfit. As you get older, you are going to wear all of your problems. All the things you don't care about, everything that you think is not important right now. You get to 35, 40, 50, you have a cardiovascular event, early stage heart attack, hypertension, you're going to pay for it. Like, so you can be lazy or you can be proactive. Like, is your own life important to you? I can't make you love and care about yourself. You have to make that.
So do you attribute a lot of this to what you put in your body? What do you think is more important, being active, working out? Do you have to go to the gym? Do you have to lift weights? What about what you put in your body? I mean, you are what you eat. I think your diet and what you consume, if you treat food like fuel rather than like what you enjoy, or actually have things that you enjoy and taste good, but aren't making you fat and obese and overweight. I mean, so how do you balance that? What's important to you?
I say it's 100% and 100%. Yeah, I would compare it almost like being married. A marriage fails. Well, whose fault was it? Well, you chose the person. You can say that to them as well. What you eat and put into your body, it's going to affect your health. You are literally we are made out of matter. Every atom you consume of food, every molecule is going to create you. So it all counts. The same way that physical activity shapes how your body uses that fuel. I don't believe that you can say one is more important than the other. It doesn't make sense to me. There's no congruence to eating healthy, but then being inactive, nor is there congruence to being physically active and then also eating unhealthy. You can't do either of them in isolation. They have to be both done together.
So what are your secrets and where do people find them?
I always tell people to start following me on Twitter, AJ_Cortez. Yeah, I always say this as well. There's no secrets. It's just basic, again, principles of reality. Protein, physical exercise, sunlight, whole food. You do these basic things, you will have. If you don't do them, then you'll know what that's like as well. That's probably how you live right now.
You cut out there. So go back to the things that you named off. Name them off again.
Yeah. Physical exercise, protein, whole food, sunlight. Have a physical mental relationship with yourself. If you do those things, you'll be fit. If you don't do them, then you'll be like everybody else. You will be the default.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel is a perfect example. I can name hundreds of others. All of the leaders of our country seem to be like fat and lazy old men. We look up to and idolize people. We glamorize obesity. If you look at some of these stupid rags like the Rolling Stone, they say, oh, you're body shaming people. Well, if you put yourself in a situation to be like, you know, pre-diabetic and you weigh like 350 pounds and I see you eating this nonsense stuff that comes in a package or a wrapper or a box and it's poisonous and you're sitting on your fat ass and you're doing absolutely nothing, you should be ashamed of that. I mean, it should be shameful. You should feel shame when you walk outside and you look like a blubbering whale. I mean, doesn't that make sense to you?
It does. If that's not shameful, what is? If nothing is shameful, then what's good? We need shame to differentiate between goodness, excellence, having virtue versus being evil, being corpulent, being fat. You know, when you see obese people, like we've normalized apathy. We've normalized sin. Yeah, and that sounds harsh. That's very judgmental.
No, it's not harsh at all. We've normalized sin completely. I mean, we have naked men riding their bikes down the street, approaching young kids and shaking their buttholes in front of them and calling it pride. Yes, we have normalized sin. You know what I call that? I don't call that pride. I call that great justification for the use of the Second Amendment. That guy is making a, you know, confrontation toward a child with his ding-a-ling out. I mean, that's preserving life and liberty and property of that child. I think that guy should be shot in the street. But that's the exact reason why we have laws in place that don't allow you to carry guns at parades. See, so this is all planned. This is all orchestrated. A fat and obese and lazy society will be a compliant and subservient society. They will be shameful. They will not be alpha. They will not stand up for what they believe in. They will hang their heads. They will stay inside. They will lock themselves down. When we tell them to wear a mask, they will. They don't have any self-esteem at all whatsoever. They won't roll their shoulders back and hold their head up high and take a stand for anything. And that's exactly what they want. AJ, this is all by plan, isn't it?
I would consider it planned. You know, whether it was intentional in the beginning, it's certainly intentional now. you know, being obese, being fat, living in this corpulent state, you're a profit center. The sicker you are, the more drugs you take, the more money gets paid out to various corporations. Like, you being healthy, you being a free person runs counter to the entire agenda.
That's right.
It does.
We need you to be a lifetime subscriber to the medical industrial complex and big pharma. We need you taking all of these pills for weight loss. We want you to take that thing that you jab into your stomach that was supposed to be for diabetics, and now it's being used as some cosmetic surgery tool. This is all by plan. And, you know, I'm seeing the comments that are going right now here as we're live. And so, well, Stu, you're supposed to be a Christian. Why are you shaming people? And why are you telling people it should be shameful to be fat? You should love all these people. They're all of God. God commands you to take care of your temple, doesn't he? Your body is your temple. If you're not taking care of your temple, you're offending God. So I don't believe in whatever this is. Don't try to shame me for being in shape, or AJ. Appreciate you being here. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD, or go to goldco.com/stew.
The medical mafia is ripping life-saving medication off the shelves, overwhelming the system.
You will not fill ivermectin for COVID. You can
that's against the law.
No, actually it's not.
While communist doctors are doing everything they can to withhold care from patients in need.
Vaccination, Jim, has been the solution to every major public health issue. But when you have a virus that's circulating in the community and you are not vaccinated, you are part of the problem.
But there's hope. Dr. Stella Emanuel is saving lives with early treatments that are proven to work.
I just want to let everybody know, in America, you don't have to get sick. You don't have to wait till you get sick. Everybody needs to have ivermectin hydroxychloroquine in their medicine cabinet.
Dr. Stella is taking patients today. Go to drstellamd.com and use promo code STU to book an appointment and get life-saving meds sent straight to your doorstep. No hassle, no Fauci, only compassion. drstellamd.com, promo code STU.
Okay, so here's a new one. Incredibly amazing stuff here. Scientists have actually discovered a mushroom that, get this, grows new brain cells. Through a newly discovered phenomenon called neurogenesis, it's now known that the brain can actually regenerate itself, and this exotic mushroom stimulates that process. I mean, they should give some of this stuff to Joe Biden. To learn more about this and the new breakthrough product, go to newtopia.com/stew and use promo code STUPETERS10 for 10% off your first jar. I gotta tell you, this is a huge breakthrough for anyone who just wants to be smarter. I mean, who doesn't want that? Again, to learn more, go to newtopia.com/stew. Again, newtopia.com/stew. So, not so shocking, but extremely disastrous news the other day from Pew. A record high share of 40-year-olds in the United States have never been married. How did we get there, exactly? Well, here's some numbers for you. In 1980, only 6% of Americans got to 40 without getting hitched at least once. 6%. By 2000, 20 years later, it was 15%. Just 10 years later, in 2010, that number was 20%. And now, it's 25%. A quarter of Americans get to 40 without ever getting married. In the way that trends are looking, that number will just keep going up. Fewer than half of people are married by the age of 30 now. Among the American working class, the family is completely disintegrating. A majority of births are to unmarried women. Many of them don't even marry their boyfriends afterwards. We've embraced the hookup culture. Meanwhile, among wealthier Americans, marriage is more common, but it's late and more likely to be childless. The engine of American success and functional families that produce successful new citizens is completely breaking down. I mean, it's no surprise, though, because we've engineered just about all of America's laws to discourage marriage. Our laws make divorce easier rather than difficult. Not only that, if you're low income, there are major financial penalties to marriage. It's better to stay unmarried. So that single parent can continue getting more government benefits like food stamps and Medicaid. For example, consider this. A single mother making $16,000 per year. That mother qualifies for $3,200 in earned income tax credit and a $1,000 child tax credit. She qualifies for food stamps, probably child care, housing subsidies. It's all based on where she lives, but if this single mother were to marry a man, say, making just $25,000 per year, she would lose a huge share of these benefits. So better just to not marry, stay single, let the family continue to implode. Our culture denigrates marriage and family as much as it possibly can. Women are encouraged to delay having kids to focus on education and focus on their careers. Then finally, they reach their 30s without a spouse. Both their eligibility and their fertility are in decline. Simone Collins is trying to push back against the collapse of the family. She and her husband, Malcolm, are two of America's most high-profile pronatalists. They plan to have as many children as they can themselves. Good luck to them. They're trying to encourage other talented and high IQ couples to have as many children as possible as well. Simone and Malcolm founded pronatalist.org, and they promote education reform at the Collins Institute as well. And Simone joins us now. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah. So, I mean, does that about sum it up, or am I missing something?
No, this is exactly what you would expect to see also in an era in which rates of people reporting having sex recently have plummeted. Basically, relationship formation is falling apart. It's very hard to find a spouse. And of course, birth rates are plummeting as well. So of course, we would expect people to not be married at higher rates as well.
Yeah. What about fertility as it relates to other health hazards as well? I mean, we're eating poisonous things. Basically, if it comes in a wrapper, a package, or a box, your fertility is probably in decline. The things that we believe that they're spraying from the air, the things that they're injecting our children with, if you go by the CDC, you know, recommended schedule, the recent booster shots that are coming out in the name of COVID-19. I mean, how much of this is actually poisoning the fertility well?
You know, especially when it comes to endocrine disruptors, it's not even things that we're actively consuming. It's things that maybe, you know, in the first trimester of your gestation, your mother consumed that are affecting you even today. So there are a lot of headwinds that we're facing. That's not to say that it's impossible to have kids now, but it's definitely easier for you to have kids if you marry young, start your family while you're young, when you have fewer fertility headwinds. The problem is that all of the social technologies that your typical American used to lean on, a lot of shared cultural traditions around dating, around getting married, and a lot of support for that from communities, from religious groups, even
from family.
Yeah, exactly. Has just kind of evaporated in the face of modernity. And that's not to say that we can't have modernity and all of these wonderful things. It's just that we haven't yet figured out how to make it work. We haven't developed those new systems, and we need to.
So there's a lot of young, you know, would-be parents whose mother or father are saying, why would you get married right now? You're so young. You know, you should focus on this or focus on that. Social programming is huge right now, or I'm just not financially ready for that at this point. Well, when is somebody financial? I mean, I've got three kids. I'm not financially ready for it. I mean, you just never are. You just keep on, you know, you just keep on with the keep on. Do you love your kids more than you love your money? Do you realize what you're actually put here for? How do we get back to that? I mean, where do we get lost?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it, I think, comes back to seeing examples. Many of us have grown up without seeing examples of big families, of people who are both oriented around the things that they value, and parents. So that's important that we're missing both in media, but also around, you know, you just maybe a lot of people who grow up in and would be interested in having a family just don't really know anyone. So it's hard for them to figure out how to make that happen. But it's not just that. I mean, it's also that, you know, even when parents encourage their kids to have kids, would love to become grandparents, pressure their kids to have grandkids, it's actually really hard for most cultural groups, especially in the United States, to even find a partner, because switching costs are incredibly low and swipe-based dating has completely broken relationship markets. Basically, a very, very small number of men are essentially having sex with the vast majority of women and not really committing to them, because why would they? This is also creating very unrealistic expectations among women about what partner would actually commit to marrying them.
And well, what are the rest of the guys doing?
Not having any sex, that's for sure. Like getting very frustrated, honestly, we know actually a surprising number of young men, like Gen Z, who've essentially chosen to opt out of women getting married. And many of them have actually sterilized themselves, gotten vasectomies because they really, really strongly distrust women. I think it's telling that Andrew Tate is a leading influencer among teens today. He represents a very reactionary movement among many of these alienated men who aren't getting any. So I think one of the big solutions is to look at communities where people can still find partners. For example, look at the LDS church. This is one of the few remaining communities where if you are young, there are things you can do to find a partner who is equally committed to getting married. There are singles wards. You can go to BYU and find a partner really quick. But for your typical mainstream, either like broadly, you know, religious or even secular person, you don't have solutions like that. You have Tinder, and Tinder is only going to lead to a whole lot of frustration and loneliness, really.
It's the hookup culture. And I mean,
yes.
So what advice would you have for people, you know, specifically these? How much of this is, by the way, I'm just going to say it. I mean, how much of the it's the pussification of America? I mean, the watering down of the alpha male pool, the promotion of homosexuality. I mean, it's trendy now to be a fag, basically. So do you attribute a lot of this to that as well?
It is a problem. I think to a certain extent, a lot of it comes from not so much that there's extreme progressivism pervading culture, but that a lot of that progressivism is now tied with learned helplessness and victimhood status, which creates all of this like...
Oh, you mean so, for example, if I was born white, I can't be black, so I can't be a victim in that way. But if I turn gay, I could be a victim, right? If I'm a Christian, I could be a victim. I could be persecuted. If I'm a Republican, if I'm a conservative, if I'm a dissident to America, if I'm a Jan Sixer, if I'm a Trump supporter, if I'm, you know, a whole lot of things, I could become a victim very easily.
Well, but the problem is even that we live in a society in which victimhood status elevates you. And it is something that people are encouraged to pursue. So the bigger issue isn't, we would argue, that people hold weird views or have weird gender identities. The bigger issue is that whatever people are doing, they are systematically disempowering themselves, viewing themselves as a victim and not solving their own problems, not pulling them up from their bootstraps and just being like, oh, I guess I'm just never going to find a partner. Oh, I guess I'm just going to be alone forever. Oh, I guess I can never have kids, or I've just, you know, infertility problems that I'll never overcome. A lot of the issue does come from that because, you know, finding a partner, getting married, having kids, to your point, right? You're never going to be wealthy enough to have kids. You're never going to be ready to do all these things.
What's the benchmark?
Here's the thing. You can go on YouTube and find by Coronet Films and all these other old production companies, these really fascinating guides to dating, courtship, marriage, how to maintain a job, how to be popular, how to host dinner parties. And there was, even in our recent history in the United States, there was a cohesive culture of here's how to do life. Here's how to take ownership and responsibility for your failures and your successes. And we've completely stripped that out of society. Right now, anything that threatens to hurt your feelings, anything that threatens your mental stability in the moment, forget about the future, is something that we have to be very careful about. And if it's going to hurt your feelings, we won't discuss it, even if that means it's going to hurt you in the long run. And I think really fighting that and getting rid of that to begin with is really huge. But I think the other thing is we have to develop new cultural technologies, whether we are in a very religious and traditional culture or you're in a very progressive and accelerationist culture. You need to develop new cultural technologies that create an internal locus of control, that give you the power to solve your own problems, that encourage you to start a family, that help you thrive and not develop all sorts of anxiety and mental health problems.
Let's talk about hurting somebody's feelings real quick. And I'm going to ask you a question, very pointed. I've only got a couple of minutes left, so I want to get to it. Are the wrong people having babies?
No, not at all.
Is there such a thing as a wrong group of people having too many babies?
No, we really don't think so. And what matters most to us is that we have a future that is even more diverse than it is now. So what we're really concerned about is that a lot of people just aren't having babies at all. And we don't want a future that's a monoculture. So if you can think of like any sort of ecosystem, right? If you kill all but one plant and then some kind of blight comes through and that plant is dead, now everything's dead. We would rather have an ecosystem with a billion different types of plants than if some kind of blight or disease or climate change issue comes in, or, you know, everything gets nuked. Something is still going to survive. So we really want as many different groups to have kids as possible. And a future in which we have only only people like you, only people like me, only people like some other group is a really dangerous future that it's worth avoiding. So it's really important for every culture to develop some way around this problem with marriage and kids and mental health.
Well, I hope no more rhinos are having kids. And I also hope that no more communists are having kids. How many babies are you and Malcolm going to have?
7 to 14. It depends on how long my body complies.
I'm going to pray for you, Simone. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax. Mass deception. America controlled by fear. Good news. There's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
I don't know if this includes you, but a record smashing, unprecedented, staggering number of Americans are having problems getting the rest that they need, the sleep that they need to function on a daily basis, that REM sleep. They toss and they turn and they just struggle with it for years. I struggled with it. A friend of mine told me that it might be a magnesium deficiency. Well, I tried several products and none of them worked. Finally, I was introduced to nutrition scientist and champion bodybuilder Wade Lightheart, and he told me that, get this, there are actually 7 critical types of magnesium, and your body needs all 7 in order to get proper sleep. Well, the problem is, because of industrial fertilizers, basically all of the food that we now eat is deficient in these vital nutrients. Magnesium Breakthrough is the only full-spectrum, all 7 forms of magnesium supplement on the market, and let me tell you, this stuff actually works. Not only did it finally fix my sleep, but energy levels went through the roof as well. To learn more, go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Use promo code StuPeters10 to get 10% off your first bottle. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is making vague sounds about bringing Biden regime to heel. He's talking about impeaching Attorney General Merrick Garland. Really tough talk. He's talking about impeaching Biden himself, maybe. Of course, he's only promising to follow through if the whistleblower account is true. And that if gives him unlimited flexibility. No matter how much evidence piles up, he could just say, well, that's really not proven, so hey, no impeachment. But let's zoom out even more. Here's the reality. Even if McCarthy brings impeachments, he knows the Senate will never convict in a million years. So the truth is, impeaching Merrick Garland and Joe Biden is the perfect Republican show theater. Look tough, make a lot of noise, achieve absolutely nothing. McCarthy's actual opportunity to achieve something was with the debt ceiling showdown. So you see, unlike with impeachment, the House can really do things there. Congress has to raise the debt ceiling or no more spending. No more borrowing trillions of dollars for worthless programs and a government bureaucracy of reliable liberals. No more hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine. Congress has the purse strings, that's the real power that Congress has. Their stamp is needed for all the spending. That is what McCarthy could be fighting over. But instead, he caves. He negotiated this disastrous debt ceiling deal that gained essentially nothing. It gained a couple of years of small spending cuts with some suggestions about what to cut in 8 years after that. But it won't happen, of course, because nothing ever sunsets. It failed to roll back the massive expansion of the IRS's budget. You know, $80 billion for IRS agents that are now teamed up with the ATF. They're barging into businesses and seizing paperwork that has absolutely nothing to do with finance. They're already using it to target American gun owners in coordination with other federal bureaucracies, as we showcased yesterday. And of course, it's completely failed to halt the utter calamity at the U.S. border where millions of people are pouring across from as far away as China. Total impunity, by the way. Our military is failing to do its one sole purpose, which is to guard our borders from invasion, stop people from invading our country. That's what every military does for every country across the planet. Protect the people of this country from the harm that would come from a physical invasion. So why did Kevin McCarthy fold? We've told you some of the reasons before. McCarthy is the ultimate empty suit. He believes in nothing. He has low self-esteem. He's not in Washington to actually fulfill ideological goals. He's there because he likes the idea of himself holding a high office. That's it. He's the kind of guy who at dinner pulls out his phone to show you photos of famous people that he's met. Literally, McCarthy actually does that. He's Speaker of the House because he was obsessed with becoming Speaker and made all of the deals and all of the promises that he needed to get there. He wanted to say that he held the same office held by men like Henry Clay or Sam Rayburn. The difference, of course, is that Henry Clay and Sam Rayburn actually achieved things. McCarthy has achieved nothing and will achieve nothing because McCarthy doesn't care about achieving things. His chief goal is now to just stay Speaker for as long as possible without taking any risks that might imperil cashing in during his retirement. So that means talking a big game to keep Republicans happy, but taking no real serious risks. You see, he's a normie Speaker. He's a Fox News Speaker. He's a Sean Hannity Speaker. He's not going to gamble on refusing to fund the government. He's not going to start a serious constitutional showdown with the Pythons. He just won't. Hell, he's not even brave enough to stop funneling unlimited money, no questions asked, to the puppet regime that we have in Ukraine. No, instead, he just declined an invitation from Zelensky to visit Kyiv. It's the perfect McCarthy stunt. He does nothing on what matters, but milks a meaningless symbol for all that it's worth. Nate Kane is an FBI whistleblower who's fought to expose wrongdoing by Hillary Clinton via the Clinton Foundation and Uranium One, of course. Now he's running for Congress in the 2nd District of West Virginia. He has his work cut out for him. McCarthy has given his endorsement to another Republican, Riley Moore, formerly a vice president at the Podesta Group, the corrupt lobby shop run by arch-Democrat Tony Podesta. We've talked about this before. It's pure swamp operations, perfect for Kevin McCarthy. We support Nate Kane, and he joins us now. Nate, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on.
Nate, does that about sum it up? This is all fake.
Oh, yeah. You know, you hit it on the head with the real power that Congress has, the power of the purse. Why in the heck are they not using it? And I'll tell you why that is. Because you can look at McCarthy right now and you can see that he is the biggest fundraiser, and all of those donors that he has, all those big special interest donors, the lobbyists, he is beholden to them. I see, you know, McCarthy is really, he's nothing more than, I call it the McCarthy Mafia, because that's what it is.
Who's in this mafia? Is the Freedom Caucus in it? Is Jim Jordan in it? Is Marjorie Taylor Greene in it? Because all of these people sold out Americans, and then as they all campaigned on the promise to drain the swamp and expose rhinos, they all got through, what, 43 votes? An unprecedented amount of show theater pro wrestling to get this guy Speaker?
Exactly. Exactly. You know, it is a problem, and this is, in my opinion, it is probably the single largest problem in Washington, D.C., is all of the influence that comes from all of these lobbyists and the money and everything else. You know, one of the things that that I think honestly needs to happen in Congress, and I know I'm going to do it for my office, is we absolutely to have every single conversation with any lobbyist that enters into a congressman's office should be recorded and made public immediately. These people are making all these deals behind closed doors, and they don't have to report any of it. Because remember, Congress went and made sure that FOIA applied to the executive branch, but they ensured that it did not apply to them.
What about term limits?
I'm all for term limits. I'm for term limits. I'm for 100% transparency within their offices. The only thing that I would not want to see transparency with is in the case of a whistleblower who needs the protection of their congressman. That's the only case. But in the case of somebody coming in there to try to buy their vote, absolutely.
Nate, how dirty is our government, actually? I mean, let's really talk about how infiltrated our government is with bad actors. Do we even have a representative two-party constitutional republic system of government at this point?
Well, I'll tell you, when you look at what's going on with the influence of China, and it is frightening. All this stuff that we saw that was going on, that I think it's Representative Comer's talking about right now with the Biden money laundering, it sounds awfully familiar. It sounds exactly like the information that I blew the whistle on Hillary Clinton about, and not a damn thing was done about it. As we can see right now on page 78 of Durham's report, he talks about it. The stuff he's talking about there is exactly what I blew the whistle on, which was basically a massive money laundering scheme that Hillary Clinton had going on, a pay-to-play operation while she was Secretary of State. And now it turns out that there was also stuff that was going on with the Biden administration that the FBI knew about and did nothing about.
Yeah, so the State Department is a huge problem. Victoria Nuland is a huge problem. Obviously, Hillary Clinton was a huge problem. You talk about China influence, but what about the influence of America abroad? You know, what about, you know, weapons of mass destruction going back to the Bushes? And then we invade and whoops, spoiler alert, guess what? That was a big freaking lie. No weapons of mass destruction. So now we have to change, since we've invaded this country in the sand somewhere. The whole purpose of the war is now to what? Bring about democracy? And then we find ourselves in the same place with Syria. Why? To spread democracy. And then we find our way and lie our way into Afghanistan because apparently extremist Muslims took down some towers in New York City, not buying it. But what? We spread democracy. No, what did we do? We actually turned the other way, while warlords raped little boys. That's what we did. We taught the importance of transgenderism to Pashtun tribesmen, you know, to spread democracy. Now we find ourselves in another stupid freaking war in Ukraine. This is not a war. This is a boom-bust economy. We're in a bust. And so then all of a sudden, what do we need? A boom. So we have to activate the military-industrial complex. What does that mean? Well, to normies, that means here's Toby Keith with another song telling Americans that we're going to put a boot in your ass. That's the American way. Don't screw with America. We'll launch heat-seeking missiles up your asshole. No, what that actually means is we're going to enrich the NGOs and the fat cat fossils like Pfizer butt slut Lindsey Graham in the D.C. Beltway and all of his cronies. We're going to enrich Raytheon and Lockheed Martin and have some missile testing site while we put this puppet government into place with this installed fake President Zelensky and then tell everybody that Putin is the bad guy when, in fact, you know what it looks like, Nate? It looks like we are the bad guys of the world, not China, not Russia, not Putin, not Syria, not Afghanistan, not extremist Muslims. I mean, we seem to be the bad guys of the world. How do we stop it?
Well, I think one of the things that we absolutely have to do is we got to expose these guys, and we need to get people into office that are not going to be corrupted by this kind of thing. You know, you look at the guys right now, the guy I'm going up against, you know, not only was he not only was he the VP of the Podesta Group, but he also was a foreign registered agent for guess who? The Ukraine. He was a foreign registered agent for the Ukraine. Any surprise there? You know, and yet this is the guy who you have now, McCarthy, and also Steve Scalise just endorsed now. So, of course, you have a top, you know, establishment Republicans within the party that are getting behind this guy because they know he will be a yes man. He will be, you know, basically another stooge for them.
Yeah. The Ukrainian government that, by the way, had this fake Burisma energy company in which Hunter Biden was some consultant for anti-corruption. Hunter Biden, an anti-corruption expert that they had to pay, what, $50,000 a month for that expertise? All the bodies are buried in Ukraine, and this Riley Moore is a puppet guy for Ukraine.
That's right. When you look at the Ukraine, the questions that the American people should ask is, number one, we have no treaty at all that says that we need to support Ukraine. They're not a part of NATO. We have no reason to be involved there. And the thing is that this isn't Europe's backyard. Why in the heck are we involved there? You know, yet at the same time, you know, we have you mentioned it in your, you know, when you first started here, you were talking about how our border is just wide open. We got people coming over into our country that are bringing in drugs that are designed to kill us. They're bringing in human trafficking. They're bringing in criminal activity. You know, we need to be sending our military down to the border. But you were right about another thing, too. You talked about the fact that our military right now is at the weakest that it's ever been because they've been throwing in this transgenderism and this woke indoctrination into our military. It is a serious problem. I believe, honestly, our military is at the weakest it's ever been.
Is our military conquered?
I'm very concerned.
I mean, how can our military actually fail to do its one absolute duty, which is to protect my kids from a physical invasion coming across the border? 2 million people pouring across this border. They're not only just allowing it, they're orchestrating it.
That's right. And these aren't just Mexicans either, by the way.
That's right.
Like, you can look and see, you know, there's videos now of these people. They're walking, you know, they're coming in, and many of these people are from Africa. Many of them are from the Middle East. Many of them are from Russia and from Iran and from China. I mean, and these are military age men. You know,
so,
this,
so we've
this
got a physical invasion at our border.
That's right.
We have a fake war in Ukraine where real people are dying. We're not saying that the bombs are fake or the blood is fake. We're saying that the purpose is fake, that the government there is fake. The country wasn't even a country until 1991. I mean, these are arbitrary borders set up by Vladimir Lenin after the Color Revolution, right? And then also we have, you know, a Pfizer shot that's killing tons of people. Nobody in Congress is willing to even say that. They have these show trial hearings and congressional inquiries. When was the last time, Nate, that a Republican GOP congressional inquiry actually made a difference in the lives of Americans that are having real talks at their dinner table about teachers indoctrinating their children? Did Vladimir Putin do that? Did he force your kid to get their genitals cut off? Did he shove a Pfizer shot up your butt? No, he didn't do that. All of that is happening right here at home. Our government has openly declared war on the American people. We don't have a government anymore. We have a corporate crime syndicate.
I agree. That's why I call it the McCarthy Mafia, because it's exactly that. It is a crime syndicate. Now, there is something that Congress does have the power and the authority to do. You know, hearings are good in that they expose things, but it's not enough. If you stop at a hearing, it's worthless, because unless people go to jail, they're going to keep doing the same crap. There is something, though, that Congress can enact. Now, it's not going to happen in this Congress, but maybe in the next one, if we get a simple majority in both houses with enough Republicans that actually have a backbone to do something, they could enact an Article I tribunal under Article I, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution to adjudicate this issue. And what really needs to happen is they need to adjudicate the issue of deprivation of rights under color of law, a law that has actual teeth, but a law that the Justice Department and the FBI is never going to do anything about. The FBI is never going to investigate themselves, and the Justice Department is never going to indict themselves, which is why, and to be honest with you, I don't know what judge is not corrupted, what judge has not been blackmailed, because the surveillance state that we're living under now with 702 and FISA, which last week a court announced that there were over 250,000 illegal 702 FISAs that had gone out on American people. So who are these people?
Well, let me ask you this.
Are they judges? Are they congressmen?
Right.
Are they being blackmailed? These are actual questions.
How many of these people? How many of these people were on the Lolita Express to Epstein Island? How many of them have been infiltrated by the Israeli Mossad? How many have them have been infiltrated by our own CIA that operates with their British counterparts to actually conduct operations on, you know, U.S. citizens on American soil, so that our CIA can say, well, we're not doing that. Let me ask you this. Why is Hillary Clinton really not in jail?
Well, remember what she said. I think somebody caught her on tape saying that, you know, if I hang, you're all going to hang.
I'll bring half of Washington, D.C. with me. What did she mean by that, Nate?
Well, she's in bed with all these people. Listen, when Comer was talking about the money laundering operation going on with the Biden administration, I kid you not. I mean, it sounded identical to what Hillary Clinton was doing. And in fact, he mentioned some shell corporations that sounded awfully familiar, like it was those were names of companies that were in the documents that I turned over on Hillary Clinton. Now, I don't have those documents because the FBI illegally raided my home and took the thumb drive that I was authorized to have by the Inspector General Horowitz. We'd offered it to give to him, and he said, no, you're authorized to maintain it in case the committees that you bring this information to do nothing, then you maybe can take it to the judiciary or something like that.
I'm running out of time here. I just got to ask you, in its current state, is the FBI a terrorist organization?
The FBI, in my personal opinion, they are the paramilitary wing of the Democrat Party at this point. So yes, they are a terrorist organization.
And the next president that comes into office, a legitimate president, should deem them as such and treat them accordingly. Arrest most of their agents, abolish the FBI completely, and start from scratch. I mean, this is not an elite law enforcement agency at all. And as far as we're concerned, from where we sit over here on this program, everybody that the FBI raids seems to be doing their duty as an American. And that includes everybody that was there on January 6th that was there peacefully. That includes everybody right. That's at their school boards and sticking up for their children against transgender indoctrination. That includes every parent that's at their school boards fighting against rapists going into their little daughter's bathroom. That includes every parent that's at school board meetings fighting against this critical race theory, Marxist indoctrination, and this authoritarian takeover. That's what the FBI is. It's a Gestapo. And so everybody who's being raided by them seems to be a real American doing their duty as an American as directed by the Constitution. And so you being raided by them tells me that you're real. Second District of West Virginia, cool. Nate Kane is running. Please, if you still believe in voting, show up, get there, make sure that you're watching those polls. Second District of West Virginia, we need Nate Kane. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Everybody now knows that we live in an upside-down clown world under an empire of lies, a murderous regime. So previously, it may have sounded crazy, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that liberals are very upset that people like me are advertising the Vanish holster. They cannot stand how this holster has helped get more Americans armed than ever before. What's so special about this Vanish holster, you might ask? Well, simple. It is the most comfortable holster ever. The most comfortable holster I've ever worn. I have plenty of experience, 15 years in bounty hunting, lots of experience with holsters and firearms. And when you get a Vanish holster, you'll never stop carrying because you'll forget you're even wearing it. Plus, the Vanish holster saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, because you're a viewer of this program, you get it for $50 off. I am told that this discount is set to expire soon, so kick in your special pricing. Lock it in right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. That's VNSH.com/stew. VNSH.com/stew. It's all back for the money-back guarantee, and I believe them when they say it's the only holster that you'll ever need because it's the last one that you'll ever buy. Vanish.com/stew right now, today, before this discount expires. Filtersuck.com is the leading manufacturer in filterless air purification systems, whether you're dealing with pollen or mold or dust, shedding from your pet, or vaccinated neighbors, mRNA spike protein shedding. Filtersuck.com has solutions for every scenario, at home, at work, or on the go. Breathe with confidence. Don't let your air suck. Rest well knowing that your home is protected 24/7, so now you can get a unit for your home or a portable unit for on-the-go travel. That's filtersuck.com. Use promo code STEW for 10% off when you go to filtersuck.com. If you have a child and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD, you've gone to the doctor and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and Clonidine because they are whores for big pharma and because they are poison pushers and fake doctors, please try something else before you destroy your kid's life potentially with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to curable.com. Use promo code STEW for 20% off site-wide when you go to curable.com. You know, Americans are just in bad health these days. Take a look around. All kinds of obesity everywhere. Many of them are warp speed injured, dealing with clots and microclots. Others are hurt by the toxic food that we consume. McDonald's, people are hooked on lab-grown meat, endocrine disruptors, a whole lot more. Well, one of the big causes of terrible health is inflammation. That's the reoccurring damage to your body when it has a hostile reaction to the poisons that are being fed into it. Your body inflames itself to try to fight off things like cancer. So how do we stop inflammation? Well, one promising superfood is Antarctic krill. You've heard us talk about it here on this program. It's the crustacean that feeds the blue whale and other massive whales, but it's closely related to shrimp and can be eaten by humans too, except that this resource isn't being cultivated in the way that it could be for a simple reason. Antarctica is off limits to development because it's not owned by any countries. It's top secret. Go there on an unguided tour. I dare you. So instead, we have the Antarctic Treaty, which basically declares the continent off limits, except for scientists. Very convenient. Well, Dr. Chad Walding is the co-founder and chief culture officer of Native Path. He's a doctor of physical therapy. He's used his expertise to improve quality for life of millions. He joins us now to talk about Antarctic krill and a whole lot more. Dr. Walding, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. It's good to be here.
So we advertise your product. I take it. I want you to tell our audience how it can benefit them.
Well, you mentioned inflammation, right? Inflammation is at the core of so many chronic health issues that we face in our culture today. And one of the reasons we're so inflamed, as you also mentioned, is the food that we eat. It's very high in omega-6 fats and very low in omega-3 fats. And that can set us up for a whole host of health issues, including chronic pain, circulation issues, brain issues. You mentioned cancers as well. All of that can lead to problems with inflammation, right? But when we fix inflammation, what a lot of us are doing, what we're told to do in our conventional medical system, is to take these over-the-counter NSAIDs, things like ibuprofen, Advil, you know, Tylenol, things like that. Those have a whole host of side effects. So we're going about fixing this inflammation problem in a completely wrong way. We really need to remove a lot of these toxic fats that we're eating and start supplementing very, very smartly with omega-3s. And omega-3s can be very helpful in decreasing inflammation. And a lot of times when people think omega-3s, they think just conventional fish oil, you know, the things I get down the street at the local health store, but that's just not going to cut it anymore. That fish oil is coming from very tainted, polluted, toxic waters with high contamination. You know, it's all, fish oil is also not very well absorbed in the body, and it's not as effective as what I'm a huge fan of, and I tell all my patients about, which is krill oil. And it comes from the pristine waters of the Antarctic waters. It's highly absorbable in the body. And there's an incredible amount of research showing its effectiveness in decreasing inflammation, getting us out of pain, improving heart health, decreasing our risk for strokes and clots, and very effective in like I mentioned, reducing inflammation, improving our health.
Yeah, a lot of people associate inflammation with like shoulder pain or joint pain, ligament pain, but it's a whole lot more far-reaching than that, isn't it?
Yeah, the big things, right? The big things like obesity, heart disease, right? Cancers. Behind all of this, we tend to think it's all just genetics, right? There's nothing I can do about it. It's all my lot in life. Behind all of it, at the root, is inflammation. So we want to get out of the habit of treating symptoms with these over-the-counter pain relievers and really get to the root issue and start supplementing in a more smart way.
So where can people research the krill oil further?
Yeah, if you just go to stopmyinflammation.com, you're going to see a whole lot more information on krill oil and the studies and all the ways it can help you not only get out of pain and improve your circulation, but really improve your overall health and help you get to the root issues.
We encourage people on this program always to do their own research, and we've done ours here at stopmyinflammation.com. I take the krill oil, never felt better. Inflammation leads to so many different things. As you said, congestive heart failure, obesity, all kinds of issues with migraine headaches, joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, all these different things. The source of all of that oftentimes is inflammation, and you can stop that by using krill oil. All these fish oils that you get at, you know, Bezos, Walmart, big pharma stores, all these Aleves and Advils and ibuprofens actually have a reverse effect from what you want. So try the krill oil. We actually encourage you to do that. Dr. Walding, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Stu.
We're seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at GoldCo. GoldCo has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of The Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call GoldCo, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD, or go to goldco.com/Stu.